If you felt the earth move under Limerick City last weekend, it could be down to the sub-bass activities of Prima Volta. The spanking new electronic music festival took the reins at the Limerick City of Culture over the weekend for a few sleepless nights of low-end theory and ground-shuddering sounds. Absorbing the bass for Culture File was Ray Wingnut, who sent us this report.
Keep touching the sky. My body's cold. From years I'm so tired. I'm ready to go.
It's nice because it's like a lot of quality music and friends, good people. So I think that's a good combination, you know what I mean? People like sharing similar vision. And I think every time I've been to Ireland, it's everyone's really friendly. So I really like it. And then, you know, people like to party hard. So it's good.
My name is John Lillis, and I'm one of the co-organisers of the Prima Volta Festival happening in Limerick this weekend. And Prima Volta is a music festival which is run by a collective of musicians and promoters and producers in Limerick City. And we all got together for the City of Culture event. So basically we decided that we were putting together a three-day festival which kind of focused on beat music. And we have some of the best and most, I suppose, prestigious DJs and producers in the beats world coming over to Limerick. So there's concerts, there's questions and answers sessions, and there's also documentary screenings. It should be great.
Yeah, I'm Johnny Dubb from Hoya Hoya in Manchester, and I'm in Limerick to have some fun, get down with the Irish crack, and play some music for some people that want to hear some good music, basically. Here for a weekend, played a gig last night with the Hoya crew, and I'm playing on Sunday. It's with the Macronite crew, you know. People like My Name Is John, you know, Nikki, Ruan, you know, all this kind of, like, mainly through the Macronite lot. I mean, like, this is my third time in Limerick now. And I have a great relationship with this lot. They're a beautiful bunch of people. Hearts in the right place, heads in the right place. I've built up a nice solid bond in it. I feel like I'm part of the city now. Do you know what I mean?
My name's Kupma, and I've been DJing since 97. Started in LA, moved to London 4 years ago, and I've just been playing around town, and I do a lot of stuff with Brainfeeder and Ninja Tune. I had a really good time, yeah. I wish I had more time to spend here. I've only been to Limerick once, but I've been to Belfast a bunch of times, and I always love it up here, you know. It's always good people. The cab drivers have the funniest stories in the world, you know. It's just always a good vibe, you know.
My name's Aideen. I'm living in Limerick, originally from Dublin, been here for about 6 months, and yeah, here for the whole weekend. Friday night kicked off with Sam Binga and Dolans, and probably the best set, I think, so far for me anyway. Illumsphere as well, and then Stray finished up with a load of old jungle. Nice bit of bouncing around. Saturday then, we had a bit of an invasion from Galway, and Dublin came down to represent. Probably the highlight of last night was the headliner, which was Kuma at the end, which was insane. But yeah, Kuma was amazing, and then Fatima was before him with the big band as well, and she was a great head, just serious attitude out of her, I think. Today then we've got some more kind of local talent now coming to represent with Dara and Laura from Galway, maybe John and Peter as well from the Limerick side, kind of to finish things off, round off the weekend nicely.
To be honest, it hasn't been too much of a stressful event, and with something like this where it's a labour of love. we're all very interested and very passionate about the music, so for us it gives us the one opportunity to bring all these people that we're inspired by and that we deeply respect over to our city. And I suppose there's also a little bit of, we actually want to show that like Limerick can hold its own as well. There definitely seems to be a very positive energy in Limerick at the moment. I don't know if it's down to city culture or if it's down to the actual city itself, but I think that, yeah, there's a very positive atmosphere, and also with an awful lot of the young people that you would encounter around the city. They're all making music or they're all making art, and it seems like there's a younger generation that are coming up that are kind of willing to take the city back and take ownership of their city and say, you know, this is what we feel culture is within the city. So you have events like Make a Move, which happens always in July during the summer, and I think that's also another very important event in terms of linking a community of musicians and producers and rappers and DJs. It's really positive right now.
John Willis of the Prima Volta Festival, which shook Limerick over the weekend, closing that report from Ray Wingnut.